We've got something else that we're going to do this morning with the time that we have left. And this is kind of a difficult thing. It's a good thing, but it's still a hard thing. We have a young couple in our church that is going to be leaving us. And that's the sad thing. These are members of my family, and that's a sad thing. But God has called Margie and Zach to start a new adventure in Spruce Pine, the building of a brand new church. They've laid it on their heart to do this. And they shared this with me some time ago, and they have been planning this for a long time. This just didn't just happen overnight. This has been a long-term plan, and they've been asking God to reveal things to them. God has been revealing things to them, and they're going to be venturing out, starting a new church. And I am excited about that. The part of me that's sad is greatly overweighed by the part of me that says, hey, this is a wonderful thing. Your child, your little girl, is growing up and doing the things that God wants her to do. I can't help but be excited about that. And Zach is leading her in this venture, and I'm just really overjoyed with it. And we should be as a church, too. I know it's going to be sad not having them here as much. And I'm going to let them talk more about this in just a second. But I wanted to introduce the concept, and I know it's going to hurt a little bit having any of us leave. But my goodness, if we're doing what God is calling us to do, how can you do the wrong thing? And we will be blessed, I believe, by being a part of sending them out and helping them get started. So with that, I would like Zach and Margie to come up. And I'll pull this microphone out, Zach. And if you will just help us, tell us a little bit, Zach, about what God has laid on your heart, how this decision has come about, and what you want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, he talks about this not being overnight. Real quick, even before me and Margie got married, I warned her that I felt the call to plant a church someday. So, like, if she was looking for, like, a big house, like a boat and stuff, that's probably not going to be me. Mic closer. Is that better?
There you go.
So you guys probably missed my whole joke, so I'll just move on. It wasn't funny, so maybe you didn't miss it. But so this has been a long time thing, like me and Margie feeling the call to plant a church. So recently we really felt that call in Spruce Pine specifically, which wasn't really what I was thinking when God told me, like, in college. But I do love the Spruce Pine. I love the community. I love the people. We live right downtown, so we get to see a lot of that. And so we're really excited. We've been here for almost 3 years, like probably a little over 3 years now. And I love this place. I love the church. This was a great time of healing for me and Margie. Me and Margie, before coming here, we were on staff at a couple other churches. And this was just a good time to see people who really love the Lord, and they love Jesus, and they want to hear about Jesus, they want to hear the word, and it was really encouraging for us to be here during this time. It was a great time for us specifically, and like, you know, like our pastor said, is that, you know, if we're in the Bible, like, churches plant churches, and that we can trace Walnut Grove all the way back to Genesis, where this church is here because God made a promise to Abram to create a people, and he became Abraham, and it kept going on and on from there. And so that's you guys, this church is part of what we're building's lineage as well. So we've decided to call it The Grove in honor of Walnut Grove and you guys here and what you guys have done and what you guys have built, and to honor that in Spruce Pine and be The Grove in Spruce Pine. But really quickly, and I'll wrap it up, but our vision is just to make disciples. Our mission is going to bring glory to God through making disciples, and that's really what we want to do. There's some ways we want to do that through worship, through building community between believers, through serving our community. We want to be a church where if we were to disappear, the community would, like, notice and be sad because of it. So we want to build that. We want to And then eventually, like, we want to plant churches. Like, we want to raise up some men and raise up some families to go off into other places, whether it's locally or globally, to go tell people the gospel. So we just want to raise the gospel high, the banner high of Jesus, and let people come and be transformed. And that's our goal, and that's what we want to do. But we love you guys, and the last 3 years have just been such a blessing for us, and we appreciate you guys.
Tell us a little bit about the time frame.
Time frame. So we've been meeting, like, lunches and dinners and with some families in Spruce Pine to build up a core group of people who want to see this happen in the community of Spruce Pine. So we're going to begin meeting with those folks next week, like, consistently with those folks and having Bible studies and having some time to plan that. What we really want to do and our goal, and we feel like Lord's laid this on us, is to start our first public worship service, like this kind of thing, Easter 2016, so like in about a month and some change. And then we're going to have monthly worship services until September. So every month we'll have one big public worship service. In between those months, we'll meet with the people who want to meet and be a part of the church in our home, and meet with those folks in our home and read the Bible and pray together and get ready for the next month. And then in September, when people start going back to school and people start getting their routines, we'll start weekly worship services in September. So a couple things. You guys can totally pray for us. That would be fantastic. One thing is a place to meet. We had a couple Sundays ago, we had people in our house, and people were like, it was just kind of getting crowded already. We were just like praying and talking about what we wanted to look like. So praying out where to meet would be fantastic, and where God would have us be in Spruce Pine specifically. But that's kind of our time frame. Yes.
Yes. Let me just kind of close this out by saying that Spruce Pine, the town of Spruce Pine, is in desperate need of the type of church that I believe these two can birth there. And there's a lot of good churches there in Spruce Pine now, but there is a need for the type of church that's going to meet the needs of the younger generation, their age, their people they hang around with, and to do it in a format that instills worship and solid Bible teaching. There's just not a lot of, actually, I don't know of any churches that meet all of those needs in Spruce Pine. So they see a need. They're trying to fill that need, and I think we as a church need to get behind them and encourage them. Don't make them feel guilty about leaving. That's Karen's job, okay? Encourage them to do this. And one of the ways we would like to encourage you as a young couple to get started is to pray for you now. And I would ask the elders to come forward now, and we're just going to lay hands on you and just have a prayer of dedication for you as you start the church. So if the elders could come up now. Step up a little bit closer so they can get behind you. Hold that and we're still reserving the right to call on you when we need you here. I want to say that before I pray so that when you receive the prayer, you receive it as is. Okay. And you guys join with me in your hearts too, please, if you will. Father, I just thank you for the 3 years or so we've had with Zach and Margie here in this church. Lord, they've been such a blessing to us. They've been such a blessing to me as a father and as a pastor to have my daughter out there wanting to be in a service that I'm preaching, to have a son-in-law who has been willing and capable of filling in for me. It's just been such a blessing for me. And Lord, you know and they know, I didn't ask them to come here. They came here because they wanted to. And that was such a blessing to me. And now, Lord, they want to do something else. And I'm blessed, Lord, too, as a father and a father-in-law. I'm blessed to see my children stepping out, desiring to follow your footsteps and to to bless you and to bless the community with what it is that you want them to do. That's just such an encouragement to me. So, Lord, I pray as a father, I pray as a pastor, I pray as a leader of this church, I pray blessings on Margie and Zach. As they officially start this new venture, Lord, I pray that you would just make their paths clear, that you would bring the people in, the hurting people in Spruce Pine, that desperately need to be involved in a church that's following you and studying after you. Lord, I pray this is the beginning of a great project. We thank you that we here at Walnut Grove have the honor and the privilege of being able to say, yes, they were once here. We helped send them out. We helped start this. And Lord, I pray for this new church, the Grove in Spruce Pine. I pray that you would just bless it, and it would just be a beacon, a shining light to hurting people in Spruce Pine. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. Thank you.